This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, once again, one and all, welcome. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons, and I'm very glad to have your company tonight. Yes, with you up until 8 o'clock, so keep it here on 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. And as ever, don't forget, also available on Smart Speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix, and on mixcloud.com if you want the webcam feed into the studio. Thanks, as ever, to the brilliant Joe Bailey for another fabulous drive time show, getting everyone home safely through whatever their trials and tribulations might have been on public transport or on the roads. Marvellous. And so what's coming up in my show tonight? As ever, celebrity birthdays will be shared with you. There's a very important historical birthday today. We'll pay a few visits to the weird world of news and hear, for example, about the new game that's been invented by AI that's taking the internet by storm. We'll talk about recent events. I, for one, will not be criticising the government in this broadcast because I don't want to be stood down for a week. And obviously, all my fellow presenters in solidarity with me, were I to be, would clearly come off the airwaves as well. It would cause havoc to the Phoenix FM schedules, so I won't be doing that. That all got a bit crazy, didn't it? Yes, anyway, I'm not going to say too much more about that. There will be an intense debate going on again tonight, following ones in recent weeks. I think last week we discovered limes are better than lemons. Recently we've discovered that Chinese takeaways are better than Indian takeaways. What on earth could it be tonight? Something totally different. All about consuming entertainment rather than consuming foodstuffs or drinks. And also we'll be celebrating wacky holidays. I'll tell you in a minute why I'm starting with this track musically tonight. Because with my universe right now, Coldplay and BTS.
I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes, I watch you rise. There's a paradise they couldn't capture, that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 믿은지 나 웃으며 너를 만나. Never ending forever, baby.
All the meaning in the pure that's such a 길어진 그림자 속에서. And they said that we can't be together because we come from different sides.
You
Girl, 내 우주에 넌
다른 세상을 만들어주는 girl. 너는 내 별이잖아, 얘 호주니까. 지금의 시련도 결국엔 잠시니까. 너는 언제까지나 지금처럼 밝게만 빛나줘. 우리는 너로 따라 이긴 밤을 수놓고
너와 함께 날아가. When I'm without you I'm crazy. 자 어서 내 손을 잡아. We are made of each other baby.
Musically starting the show that goes like this tonight then, Coldplay and BTS with My Universe. Why has that happened? Well, time to divulge to you all some of the ridiculous holidays I've been observing today and this week and this month even. So, rather excitingly, on the 14th of March, hence that song, it is Celebrate Scientists Day! Yes, lots of NASA scientists examining the observable universe, and more recently with the James Webb Telescope being able to do so in much better resolution than ever before. And I heard an alarming theory, admittedly a theory that didn't come from NASA, probably a conspiracy theory, but something that is gaining a bit of traction in recent times, is that our universe, we are actually living in a black hole. That's one of the latest things that people are genuinely considering. Could it be true? Why, for instance, we can only see, we can sort of gather what the edges of the universe are and where they are, and how is that possible with an infinite universe, or is it? But then, is it because we're actually in a black hole? I haven't done enough exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely leg end listeners, and I don't want to worry anybody, but that's a theory that has gained a bit of ground quite recently. Anyway, that celebrates Scientists Day, so I wanted to play Coldplay and BTS to get us started. Loads of tracks linked to all of these bizarre holidays that occur. And on the 14th of March, as well as celebrating scientists, did you know it is also Crowdfunding Day? So I'm going to ask all my listeners to contribute £1 to tonight's show, and then you won't believe the amount of money I'll have at the end of the evening. Yes, Crowdfunding Day is the 14th of March as well. We may be looking at some successful businesses that got started with crowdfunding throughout tonight's show. Also, for arachnophobes amongst you, I'm very sorry, but it is Save a Spider Day. Don't do what my auntie once did, saw a spider on the wall and kept hitting it with a shoe until there was no trace of it left. Unbelievable. Brutal. But don't do that today. It's Save a Spider Day. We may take a look at reasons why spiders should be saved in tonight's show as well. Obviously, fortunately, with it being radio, for any true arachnophobes amongst you, no pictures of spiders to worry about. And if you don't like creepy crawlies, again, I'm sorry, because it is also Termite Awareness Week. I have to point out, these are all genuine holidays that are officially recognised. Termite Awareness Week. I'll tell you stuff about termites later on, which I'm sure you'll be desperate to know. And not in terms of the pastry crust food stuff, rather in terms of mathematics. Today is Pi Day! 3.141 and however many more digits that carry on endlessly. all used in maths, primarily something to do with circles and circumferences and radii, from what I can remember, my limited maths knowledge. But don't assume that's the end of the excitement. Oh no. Also, all month, all throughout March, it's National Kidney Month. And if you thought it couldn't get any better, as well as a month to worry about kidneys and celebrate kidneys, March is also, not in terms of the things with stalks and petals, rather in terms of the foodstuff that's been ground down, it is National Flower Month. All absolutely true, lovely Legend listeners. Today is Celebrate Scientists Day, Crowdfunding Day, Save a Spider Day and Pi Day. This week is Termite Awareness Week, and this month, National Kidney Month and National Flower Month. With it being National Flower Month, here's Miley Cyrus with her controversial, relatively recent track.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Did enjoy that song. Did hear that Liam Hemsworth, who it was said to be about, was filing some kind of lawsuit for defamation because, yes, it did go viral, didn't it, upon release of Flowers by Miley Cyrus, that it was in response to Chris Hemsworth being unfaithful to her, and that's why she'd done it, because their song used to be the Bruno Mars alternate version of that, if you like. And, yeah, I'm not quite sure how that's been resolved, but there you go. Anyway, it's the 14th of March. This is the show that goes like this. Loads of excitement still to come. Celebrity birthdays we'll be dealing with, probably after the next track. We'll pay a few visits to the Weird World of News. We'll talk about things that are trending. Will we talk about Gary Lineker? Probably I'll try and shy away from him. He's had enough publicity over the last few days. Not that I believe he engineered any of it, but he probably would like to step back from the limelight for a little while and just concentrate on next Saturday's match of the day, amongst his other endeavours. Anyway, yes, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. And don't go anywhere, at least up until 8 o'clock. Even after 8 o'clock, great stuff going on the station tonight. Synth City on with Rob Harvey from 8 until 10, straight after me. And then after Rob, Siobhan Copland with the R&B show, featuring R&B and Afro beats and loads of great stuff too. So a fabulous Tuesday evening in prospect, absolutely. So I'm going to get another track on that relates to one of the wacky holidays, and then probably we'll do celebrity birthdays after this one. Don't go anywhere. I will also tell you about the intense debate you can get involved with after the next track too. If you want a sneak preview before I get there, check out my social media, Ben Simmons on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. There is a poll running on both of those places. I will talk to you about it in due course. On the meantime, though, with it being Celebrate Scientist Day, I also always associate electricity with science for some reason. I don't know if Eddie Grant did when he performed Electric Avenue, but there you go.
Electric Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Electric Heaven. Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And right now, I believe we should go straight away to some celebrity birthdays. 14th of March. Who is celebrating today? Well, basketball legend Steph Curry is 35 today. Billy Elliot actor Jamie Bell is 37 today. Legendary actor Michael Caine is 90 today. Gymnast star Simone Biles is 26 today. Billy Crystal is 75 today. And this will make you feel old. Jasper Carrot is 78 today. And with it being Celebrate Scientist Day, had he survived, Albert Einstein would be 144 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays, and if you're celebrating a birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you as well from all of us here at the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Yes, Einstein's birthday, 14th of March. Fantastic. I had no idea, but Einstein, a clear legend. It's weird how they've done those adverts now for smart meters, haven't they? With someone, I think he looks a bit like Einstein, and then they've gone all CGI on him as well to make the person seem even more like Einstein, but basically featuring a live action current day Einstein. Bit bizarre, but there you go. Anyway, to that end, while we all think about Einstein, while I get ready to take you to the weird world of news for the first time, let's have another track. Let's have the Chemical Brothers with Let Forever Be.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, that would be absolutely crazy. $75 million would be nice. Now, I did promise to pay a visit to the Weird World of News, but what I will do, I will whet your appetite about all the things that could be featured on the Weird World of News tonight, and then we'll pay a visit after the next track. So, this to look forward to, the new game that's been invented by AI software. Also, a Michelin star's tip for making the best scrambled eggs. That would be quite exciting. With it being Pi Day today, obviously in mathematics terms, I'm going to take a bit of license with that and share with you some research I was done by trying pies from every supermarket. They disregarded maths with regards to Pi Day, and they tried a pie from every different supermarket and found that one in particular was tastier than all the others. I'll share that with you if you're a pie lover. And also, experts are outraged that so many people have been playing Monopoly wrong after all these years. I'll tell you about that later. If you played Monopoly recently, do you know the official rules? Do you play by the official rules? Craziness. Don't forget as well, 14th of March is Crowdfunding Day. We'll be looking at a bit later on in the show some of the businesses that have been incredibly successful after starting off with crowdfunding. And to that end, here, a crowded house. See, I love it when a plan comes together.
Couldn't conquer the blue sky.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Thanks for listening along tonight. Now, before we go to the weird world of news, I did say I would share with you information about tonight's intense debate. Bearing in mind you've only got an hour and 10, maybe hour and 15 minutes to vote on this, I better share it with you. In light of recent news events, I'm simply asking, with just a slight wink-wink, if you like, which is better, the BBC or ITV? Those are your only two choices. Which is better, the BBC or ITV? And you can vote on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio. Single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be at the top of the profile. Or on my Facebook page, Ben Simmons. You simply ask the question there with an orange background, which is better, BBC or ITV, and you will have to comment beneath it for your vote to count. I will add up all the votes right near the end of the show, and we will find out once and for all, according to you lovely listeners, which is better, the BBC or ITV. Get yourself on my socials to vote, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons on Facebook. So, recent debates have discovered that limes are better than lemons, donuts are better than pancakes, Burger King is better than McDonald's. Those kind of things have been resolved on this programme. You know, there's no question anymore. We have the answer. So what answer will come tonight? That's down to you and the way you vote. BBC versus ITV. Simple as that. Which is better? At Ben Sim Radio and Ben Simmons to cast your vote. Fabulous. Now, I did say we'd go to the weird world of news, and this is actually quite impressive. Now, you may have heard of ChatGPT taking over the internet in recent months and people worrying about its AI capabilities and the fact that it's been capable of writing essays, writing huge pieces of literature very, very quickly in certain styles and saving people hours of time. And how do we know if people are genuinely writing content anymore? Anyway, one user asked ChatGPT to come up with an alternative or recommend games similar to Sudoku that don't exist yet. And then ChatGPT invented a kind of Sudoku beta, if you like, a game very similar to Sudoku, but it invented it itself. If you want to play this online, I just had a quick go. It's quite good, actually. It's called Sumplete. S-U-M-P-L-E-T-E. Sumplete. Invented by ChatGPT, by AI. And basically, whereas with Sudoku, all the lines and the rows have to add up to 9, with Sumplete, you have to keep deleting numbers until each column and row adds up to the target number at the end of it. You will see if you go and play it online, Sumplete, S-U-M-P-L-E-T-E. If you search for that, if you like Sudoku, it's kind of similar to Sudoku, but a bit different. And invented entirely by AI. There you go. What is that kind of, that does sort of make an enhancement to our lives. There's nothing terrible about that, is there? I guess it's as soon as AI starts building mechanical humanoids and then they start attacking humans. That's when we've got to worry. It's not got anywhere near that yet. It's basically just invented a puzzle game. Let's not worry, people. Fabulous. Whether Sumplete could get crowdfunding, who knows? But The Artful Dodger featuring Craig David is up next. Why is that? Well, because the crowd say Bo Selector.
Making moves, yeah, on the dance floor, yeah. Gotta move on, dancing, yeah, real hardcore, yeah. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the young would try to do it like that. With Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd goes wild, tell me what you gon' do. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, ball, ball. Rewind.
wind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. This goes out to all the DJs. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector, rewind. This goes out to all the DJs.
Making moves, yeah, on the dance floor. Gotta move on, dancing, yeah, real hardcore. From the front to the back, that's where I was at. You know, the apple died to do it like that. With Craig David all over your DJ, it's all up to you. When the crowd go out, tell me what you gonna do.
When the crowd say ball, selector. When the crowd say ball, selector. When the crowd say ball, selector.
Phoenix FM.
Artful Dodger featuring Craig David, the song that shot Craig David to stardom, Rewind, the crowd say bow selector. Yes, and for the next few minutes, let's look at some businesses that were famously crowdfunded. Can you guess what's coming up? Well, we haven't really seen VR take hold properly yet. It's not a kind of thing everybody thinks they must have in their home for the next form of entertainment. It's still a bit niche, isn't it? But Oculus VR, when it was founded, was known as Oculus Rift, and was founded by a gentleman called Palmer Luckey in the US. He started a crowdfunding campaign in 2012 at the age of 20 after coming up with the idea of Oculus Rift. After the campaign, he had more than 9,500 backers and raised $2.4 million, making it one of the biggest crowdfunding success stories at the time. Facebook has since acquired Oculus for $2 billion. Probably did quite well for all those 9,500 original crowdfunded investors. Not quite sure what the terms were, but there you go. Yes. Of course, you've heard of Oculus now, Facebook, or Meta, the parent company, having incredible success with Oculus headsets. I have used them. They are quite interesting. They're certainly quite enjoyable to use. I don't know about repeated use and whether you get kind of motion sickness or something like that. But anyway, yeah, 9,522 backers for that, and funded close to $2.5 million. Impressive. And then, talking about other companies that were crowdfunded to begin with that you've probably heard of, Peloton. There's an incredibly successful company. if you thought, how can we reinvent the exercise bike, they've certainly done that with that interactive video screen on there that you can have lessons, people egging you on, etc. Yes, and Peloton in 2012 as well was founded with crowdfunding, and just considerably less than Oculus, 297 backers, earning a total of over $300,000. But became incredibly successful. Was started actually 2013 in Kickstarter. Yeah. So, yes, but now Peloton has almost 3 million connected subscribers and a market value of around $12 billion. Incredible, yes. Talking about companies closer to home that were started with crowdfunding, BrewDog was one such company, making craft beers, etc. BrewDog also started with crowdfunding. So there's a few examples of successful crowdfunded businesses. Oculus, the VR headset, Peloton, the exercise craze, and BrewDog, doing kind of the opposite. Something for you to drink that won't keep you fit, but still. Interesting nonetheless that they were all started through crowdfunding. It certainly can be a way to go if you have an idea for a business and need backers and investors. Right, let's have another track on National Flower Month. Here's Travis. Yes, I know it's another flower track that's not actually about flower. What were you expecting? Something to discern the wheat from the chaff? Not going to get it here.
When I first held you, I was cold. A melting snowman, I was told. But there was no one there to hold. Before I swore that I would be alone. Grow. There is no reason to feel bad.
Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely, yes. Flowers in the Window, still going a bit psychedelic on us there. Now, let's go back to the weird world of news quite quickly, just when you thought you'd been overexcited by some pleat, the Sudoku alternative invented by AI. What about this? Let's go back to the wonderful world of foodstuffs on Weird World of News tonight. A Michelin-starred chef has shared their tip for the perfect scrambled eggs. Now, I'm not a big scrambled eggs fan myself. I have revealed on this programme before that at a very young age, I would shun eggs, I would refuse eggs, I would reject eggs. My mum made me scrambled eggs, but told me it was scrambled cheese. I ate it, and I liked it. That proved two things. I was gullible, and also I was an idiot. But there you go. Even to this day, though, scrambled eggs, I can't have it without ketchup. I think someone gave me once scrambled eggs with salmon in it, ketchupless. Really didn't like it. Really didn't like it. Scrambled eggs and ketchup. Ketchup takes the taste of the eggs away for me. I've never been a huge fan of eggs, but there we go. Anyway, despite that, you may be, and it's not about me, it's about you, lovely leg-end listeners. What has this Michelin-starred chef shared with us? Well, Thomas Keller, Michelin-starred legend, has recommended you blend your eggs after whisking them. Why does he whisk rather than beat? Well, it gives better results. While it's perfectly fine to beat the eggs using a fork, Chef Keller prefers using a whisk. He says, for further refinement, blend the eggs using a blender or immersion blender and pass the blended eggs through a chinoir. What's more, it sounds like the tip works a treat if you don't have access to a chinoir or a similar, in case you were wondering, fine mesh strainer. There we go. Using a regular strainer, someone put this to the test and enjoyed brilliant results. So, yes, someone said, I decided to make scrambled eggs like a Michelin star chef, so I studied Thomas Keller's method and gave it a go. So you strain the eggs to break up the proteins, cook on a very low heat with some creme fraiche added at the end. They were so custardy and incredible. So firstly, don't beat with a fork, use a whisk. Then pass them through some kind of strainer and put on a very low heat and add some creme fraiche. There we go. Don't say I don't share with you incredible tips to improve your foodstuffs here on the show that goes like this. Fantastic. Now, don't forget all the wacky holidays celebrated today. Celebrate Scientist Day, Crowdfunding Day, Save a Spider Day, Pie Day, Termite Awareness Week, National Kidney Month, and National Flower Month. Very, very exciting. And having heard that Peloton was so successfully crowdfunded, here's Queen.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar, I say bite.
You say shark,
I say
him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
Run for the girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
On your marks, get set, go.
Bicycle.
said Kane.
You said Jones.
Hey, Wayne.
Hot dog.
I said Cooler Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
This is why.
I said Jesus.
Naughty egg.
I said please.
Income tax.
I said Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for being number one again. Cause all I want to do is
us.
I want to ride my
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's the show that goes like this, nearly an hour old this evening. Unbelievable. We've already learnt tonight that it celebrates Scientists Day, Crowdfunding Day, Save a Spider Day, Pi Day. It's also Termite Awareness Week and, don't forget, National Kidney Month and National Flower Month. The foodstuff, not the plants. We've paid visits to the Weird World of News and seen the game Sumpleet, invented by ChatGPT as a Sudoku alternative. We've since found out, as well, the most... well, delightful, according to some people, way to make scrambled eggs, as recommended by Michelin-starred chef. We've shied away from talking too much about Gary Lineker, and we are yet to talk about spiders, because it's Save a Spider Day, but I will be talking to you about spiders just at the top of the next hour. And also, we have revealed tonight's intense debate, which is raging across social media right now, which is better... BBC or ITV? Has your opinion changed in light of recent events? At the moment, BBC looking like they're going to achieve a veritable trouncing over ITV. That's all I'm going to say. Votes that have come in clearly preferring BBC over ITV at the moment. But if you feel strongly about that, you've got to change it on social media at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap on the poll to cast your vote. Or if you go on Facebook, Ben Simmons is the Facebook page, and at the top there with an orange background is a post asking you which you prefer, BBC or ITV, and just comment beneath that post. See, you get interactive on the show like this. You may work the show like this, the show that goes like this. Don't leave out part of the name of the title of your own show. All right, I won't. Crazy. Anyway, you can get interactive, you can get a shout out. You don't just have to message about the hotly contested polls that are running in tonight's intense debate. You could send me any kind of message, you could request a track, send me a private message on social media if you don't want everybody else to know, and I will get it on the airwaves for you and give you a shout out if you so desire. Interactivity, positively encouraged here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. And don't forget, with Celebrate Scientists Day now in full swing, again we're looking towards NASA, but this time we're helping Sam Ryder with Spaceman.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. Down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human and I'm drifting in the dark. Satellites, my navigation systems will search for other life. But I'd be up and thinking about what I left behind, cause I'm only human with the real world. Oh,
a spaceman, and I wanna go home.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Sam Ryder's fabulous spaceman there to take us into the second hour of the show that goes like this tonight. Hope your evening's treating you well. Hope it's not too chilly where you are. It seems to have warmed up a tiny bit, although I saw it wasn't amazingly warm in some places in the UK right now. But yeah, hopefully the wintry conditions will be over fairly soon and we can start focusing on spring. Yes. Now, I'm going to play another track quite quickly because it links to the next thing I'm going to talk about and the previous thing that was just featured, Sam Ryder and Spaceman. We're now going to have a track by the band Space. I like it, see, which still links to Celebrate Scientists Day. But don't forget as well, on the 14th of March, it's Save a Spider Day. This next track always makes me think about spiders as well. If you're an arachnophobe, I'm very sorry. Yes, whilst they're more human-leaning, this makes me think about black widows and other eight-legged creatures. Slightly freaky.
A thousand thundering thrills await me, facing insurmountable odds. Greatly, the female of the species is more deadly than the male. Shock, horror, horror, shock, shock, horror. I'll shout myself hoarse for your supernatural force. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Oh, she deals in witchcraft and war-kissing. I'm sassed, how can heaven hold a place for me?
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons and you haven't stopped being my listeners. Thanks. Now, with that song, The Female of the Species, linking back to scientists because it's by Space, it also links to spiders because it's called Female of the Species. It just seems to be indicating spiders, doesn't it? But I thought, let's turn it on its head, because it is Save a Spider Day today. People have very negative thoughts about spiders, generally. but they do some good things for the human race, so bear this in mind. Of course, you knew this because you've seen their webs and what gets caught in it. Spiders eat other insects, such as flies, moths and earwigs. You might not see it, but spiders actually do more good rather than harm. So having them in the corner of your living room might not be that bad. By eating other insects, spiders keep their population in check, which can also help with the spread of diseases. Also, if the thing you're more worried about, which doesn't really occur to me, I have the common sense to appreciate this, I just don't want them touching me, I don't know why. But it is incredibly rare for spiders to attack humans. Most house spiders just like to come in and set up a home in the corner of a room. So if it's the attack itself that is causing you the most worry, rest assured, if you don't annoy or aggravate them, they definitely will not hurt you. They also are great helpers when it comes to gardens and houseplants. Rather than relying on pest control or chemicals, allow spiders to eat the pests organically. Your garden will be grateful and you won't have man-made ingredients tampering with your garden too. So there we go, it could help be less chemicals in your garden. And in many cultures, allowing a spider to run around the house is a sign of good luck and of money to come. According to humansandnature.org, they say various sources have claimed that if you want to live and thrive, let the spider run alive. Yes. And for most people, spiders in the home only last for about a week or so in October or end of September. Try not to worry too much. But if you do find yourself having spiders in the house and are upset about it, try and avoid clutter. Keep your house as tidy as possible. Vacuum and dust regularly. Keep things stored away properly, which ensures spiders have nowhere to hide. They love to hide amongst clutter. Also, let the light in. If you keep curtains open and blinds up during the day, that will deter them from hanging around because spiders love dark places and are fans of the damp. So make sure nothing wet is left on floors. Ensure good airflow throughout the home. And sadly, the thing about conkers is a bit of a myth. There's no real evidence to suggest that putting conkers in the home would deter spiders from coming in, although they are known for having a strong sense of smell. So smells that could deter spiders include tea tree, rose, cinnamon, citrus and peppermint. Oh, and lavender as well. If you spray essential oils on windowsills and skirting boards, it could keep spiders at bay. There we go. They do positive things. They keep other insect populations controlled. They very, very rarely attack humans. They help your garden. It means you need less chemicals and can be a sign of good luck and money to come. Bear all that in mind. And trust me, spiders aren't as bad as you think. I say trust me because here's Pink's new song. I saw it on telly the other week. Quite a good one, with a guy doing amazing things on a trampoline. This is Trust Falls. Trust Falls.
Baby, Phoenix FM.
And just to get another one on quite quickly, and I'd quite like to hear it, that was Pink's new song, Trust Fall. I will tell you about pies, which supermarket provides the best pie, very shortly. But before that, here's Fleur East's new song, Count the Ways.
Funky love lust on me. Made me think you saved your love just for me. You hurt me so good, hurt me so good. Oh, kinda wish I would've seen it coming. If I did, you would've seen me running. Gave me that Super 16 dream loving. Then you hurt me so good, hurt me so good. Oh, I just can't keep count. My pain is running out. Look what you've done to me. I can't get. Famous rodeo ride on me. It hurt me so good, hurt me so good. I about 100 times you made me cry. Ooh, you must have told about 1,000 lies. There's a million reasons why I said goodbye. Ooh, you hurt me so good, hurt me so good. I just can't keep count. My pain is running out.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Fleur East, new track, Count the Ways. Hope you enjoyed that. Now then, as promised, another visit to the weird world of news to tell you about a journalist who's done exhaustive research on my behalf and therefore on your behalf. And I'm going to bring it to you now, his research, all about the best place to buy a pie in the UK. Very, very interesting. I'm sure you'll agree. Don't know why there had to be suspense involved there. I just felt like there should. But anyway, this person, obviously it's objective. Everybody may not agree, but he's reviewed various places to get a pie and reviewed the pie. So first of all, he started off at Tesco's and he just wants a sort of single person pie in each place. But they didn't have any of the smaller pies in stock, so he had to go for a 500 gram pie. So it was more expensive, £3.60. And he said he actually found it quite bland. There wasn't much flavour to the gravy, and although the steak was plentiful and the texture was okay, didn't add much to the flavour of the pie overall. There were only vague traces of the ale in the gravy. So he's given it quite a poor 3 out of 10 from Tesco's. Then you would expect this one to score considerably better. M&S's steak and ale pie. £3 for a small one. So, yeah, quite expensive. And he said, having experienced a torrid time cutting through the shortcrust pastry of Tesco's pie, I was relieved to see the knife almost glide through the casing this time around. So the puff pastry top and the shortcrust blending worked well. There were chunks of beef in the pie slightly smaller than others he tried, but it did melt in the mouth. And the IPA-infused gravy was rich, but not too rich. Very satisfying, but too expensive. Double the price of some of the other pies. He's given it 7 out of 10. The cheapest option was from Morrison's, £1.25 for a 200-gram pie. But again, flavour not brilliant, a bit bland, and the flavour's washed away quickly after every bite. A bit more to it than Tesco's, and because of the price, he's given it 6 out of 10. Then, Lidl's Deluxe Steak and Ale Pie had one of the best flavours, £2.49 for a 250-gram pie. Had a lot more going on in terms of flavour than any of the others. Deluxe offering had the puffiest pastry of all the pies I tested. Along with the steak chunks, there were slices of onions, which sweetened the taste of the pie overall without overpowering the steak and ale. He's given Lidl's 8 out of 10. Then Aldi's hand-finished steak pie, again £2.49 for a 250-gram offering. It's similar to Lidl's, but has even more going on inside. Also contains smoked bacon and caramelised onion. Sweetest pie available. Gravy was the richest. Aldi was trying to be ambitious. The pastry was good. It was complex and richer than any of the others on the list. Given as well 8 out of 10. However, if you can get this in your supermarket, go for this one. The victor is the pucker pie. Yes. £1.50 for a 200-gram pie, available at football grounds and chippies everywhere, and in some supermarkets. And it's ahead of Aldi's and Lidl's, and it felt fantastic eating it. No-nonsense approach with its steak pie, the pucker pie. No sprinkling of thyme on the lid or caramelised onion in the gravy. But it knows what it is, and it does it well. The diced steak melted in the mouth, and the gravy packed a punch without being too rich. It did have a slightly basic flavour, but everything went well together, and it was his personal favourite, and an extra mark for value. So he's given the pucker pie 9 out of 10. So pucker the winner. Aldi and Lidl, pretty good. What was next? Morrison's not great. M&S okay, but expensive. Tesco's the worst. No mention of Sainsbury's or Asda. Not sure if that's as thorough an investigation as I was hoping. Anyway, while we all worry about pies, here's Owl City's new song, Kelly Time. Nothing to do with pie. Sometimes the links don't work.
Tapes and ice skates are beautiful things, like a birthday card for Johnny and a pair of angel wings. You were trying to light a fire, and all you wanted was a match, but you knew I didn't have one, so it was odd that you should ask. No, it wasn't just the plane crash that shook you to the core, the very thought of losing her that made it all worth dying for.
I'm sorry.
We both washed up on that island, all alone without a friend, thinking you and I were gonna die there and that would be the end. But as the weeks turned into months, I saw you overcome your fears, and as we became companions, all those months turned into years. When we would talk for hours, 1500 days, you and me escaped to sea. And I knew that you still loved the girl from Memphis, Tennessee. Out there on that lonely ocean, we met a passing humpback whale. Cause all the way from Bakersfield, the tide gave us a sail. And just like that it happened, the waves took me away. And I'm sorry, I'm so sorry that you lost a friend that day. Tragedy and pain, but I'm grateful I was with you through the sunshine and the rain. And when I wonder where you are now, I'll probably never know. But my friend, I hope you made it, and somehow you finally made it home. I have an ocean worth of questions, but if I do know one thing, it's that the sun will rise tomorrow. Knows what the tide could bring.
Phoenix FM.
Owl City and Kelly Time. Can't believe there's only 35 minutes less. It's been rushing by. Remember, if you miss any of the show, it will be available shortly on the website, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you'll see all previous shows up there for you to listen to and download at your leisure. And a huge thanks to everyone who's been doing that. So far in March, my shows have had over 2,000 hits. Fantastic. And, yeah, thanks to everybody for supporting the show. And for everybody that listens live as well on a Tuesday night. Fantastic of you all. So much still to come in. We've got to look at people who break the rules playing Monopoly. Someone who's got an interesting pet that may surprise you. And we have yet to resolve the intense debate. You have only got about 20 to 25 minutes left to cast your vote. Which is better, the BBC or ITV? Just a bit of fun on Twitter. It's at Ben Sim Radio. And then just a single click or tap to cast your vote on the poll that's running there. If you're on Facebook, Ben Simmons. And then just comment below the post asking you your opinion. BBC versus ITV. Still the BBC ahead. Not quite as much as it was in the early running of the voting. But it could still all change the result depending on any votes yet to come in. So spread the word. Cast your vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and Ben Simmons on Facebook as well. Right, let's have another track. Let's have another track that links to us celebrating scientists, because the 14th of March is Celebrate Scientists Day, which is easy to say if you love saying S's. Here's Diana Ross worrying about that chain reaction.
You got a pedestal and putting me on it.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm still digesting this information. Apparently, many people do not understand the official rules of Monopoly and have been playing it wrong. Let's go back over to the Weird World of News to examine this. Yes, this has been raging across the internet over recent times, how a lot of people are calling out amateur players for playing the game wrong. For instance, did you know this? If you land on a square that is a purchasable thing, such as an unowned property, railroad, utility, then of course you can buy that thing for its listed price. But you can decline the purchase, and then the property must be auctioned off by the bank to the highest bidder, including the player who declined to buy. So you kind of get into an auction, if you like. And then whoever bids the highest wins that property or thing. And that isn't the only rule you may have been getting wrong. You are meant to pay all fines to the bank and not put them anywhere else. Some people put them on free parking, and then if anyone lands on free parking, they get all the money. But according to the official rules of Monopoly, free parking is not a reward square in any way whatsoever. It's just a free resting place. The bank should collect all taxes, fines, loans and interest, and the price of all properties which it sells and auctions. So yeah, there's a shocker. And often people play Monopoly and just learn rules from other family members and don't bother reading the official rules because they're a bit complicated and can be boring. So people just start and then just play their own rules, if you like. So, yeah, it's quite incredible. Some house rules even frown upon trading in Monopoly, although I think that's one of the parts of the game that is actually strategic and interesting. Yeah, so basically, if you don't get forced to buy something, it can then enter into a bidding war every single time. Did you know Monopoly was patented on a game called The Landlord's Game, which was created by someone called Lizzie Magee in 1904, who wanted to illustrate the potential exploitation of tenants by greedy landlords? That game remained in circulation in the early 1990s, with other variations emerging. So, yeah. Impressive how Monopoly actually came about. But yes, make sure you're playing it correctly. Well, we've got 26 minutes and a few seconds left of tonight's show, and there's quite a few tracks I want to get in, so I better start getting them in, I guess. Now, what are we celebrating today? Scientist Day, Crowdfunding Day, Save a Spider Day, Pi Day, Termite Awareness Week, National Kidney Month, National Flower Month. Haven't had any tracks related to kidneys so far. What do kidneys do? They clean your system. Here's Clean Bandit. Not really sorry in any way.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be.
And Louisa Johnson.
And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, haunting my brain. Turn up the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you want to put me through the pain? Memory. I know love can be so easy.
maze fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. I get high, and I whip for the shame of you. Oh, tears on the ground, tears on my pillow. You won't bring me down. I'll get over you. Yeah, yeah, no. I'll get over you. Oh, tears on the ground, rain in my window. The pain washes out, and I'll get over you. These tears will get me through, and I'll get over you.
Bandit featuring Louisa Johnson with the lovely Tears. Now, still got... Can I possibly get five tracks in before I have to leave you? Well, that's up to me, really. I'll try my very best. So, yes, so many things we're celebrating on the 14th of March. Celebrate Scientists Day, Crowdfunding Day, Save a Spider Day, Termite Awareness Week. I haven't talked about termites. I will talk about those very shortly. It's also National Kidney Month and National Flower Month. But, of course, it's Pie Day as well, the mathematic formula not. Short crust pastry pies. But anyway, every day is American Pie Day, isn't it?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
The music died.
day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, getting near the end of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, but plenty more stuff still to come. I'm going to tell you all about the man who keeps a pet crocodile, which is bizarre, and a lot more bizarre than you might think. In terms of where he keeps it. But before any more music, some unbelievable facts about termites. This sounds weird. Termites, yeah, they look a little bit like ants, but are actually quite different. Ants and termites are mortal enemies, if you like. They will very often go to war over territory and access to food. Ants and termite colonies. This is a bit worrying about termites. I did not know this about them. Termites never sleep. Never ever. They spend 24 hours a day, every day, building their colonies. And the largest termite colony ever recorded contained over 3 million termites. Some species of termites build their colonies upward. In tropical areas, you can find termite mounds up to 30 feet high. Cripes. Termites are hygienic. They spend a great deal of time grooming one another in order to prevent disease. And you always have a queen termite that dictates which caste her young will grow into. Wow, that's bizarre. Termites do have sense organs located on the base of their antennae that allow them to sense vibrations. So some species choose which food sources to infest by sensing vibroacoustic signals emitted by various pieces of wood. Yes, wood can be devoured by termites. Termite damage in homes, particularly in the USA, causes hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of damage every year. And it's estimated that many termite species have existed on Earth for over, bearing in mind how long humans have been around, termites for over 250 million years. And some estimations suggest termites make up 10% of all biomass. Right, I'm going to stop reading facts about termites because it's starting to bother me. Anyway, because we're talking about termites, here's Amy Stewart. Knock on wood, although not too loud because you don't want those vibroacoustic signals to spread. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Amy Stewart and Knock on Wood in honour of the termites that are rapidly spreading all across the planet. But anyway, final visit to the Weird World of News tonight to tell you all about the man, yes, in Mexico, actually. I was just going to say the USA because lots of crazy stuff originates in the USA, but no, this is Mexico. A man from Mexico, a 29-year-old male, who keeps a female crocodile as his pet. The pet is named Gamora after the character in the Guardians of the Galaxy films, because apparently when he got her, she was a green, angry female, so he called her Gamora. But Gamora is free to roam the house at will, spends time lying on the armchairs, and she even gets into bed with Jonathan Eraser, the owner, for cuddles. She knows how to climb stairs and goes in and out of a pond at will. He has to specially keep his house a bit colder than many people would like it, because obviously crocodiles are cold-blooded creatures. He has the pond filtered regularly and has to pay visits to hatcheries, because the crocodile eats things like rabbits, rats, beef, chicken and some crustaceans. There we go, Gamora the crocodile, a pet kept by a man in Mexico and allowed to roam around the house wherever she wants, even gets into bed with him for cuddles. If you search this online yourself, you'll find some interesting photos. Clearly she's very affectionate towards him, but you've got to think there could be some point in the future where he loses a limb or at least a finger or something like that. Who knows? The crocodile was only playing. Brilliant. Now, with it being National Pie Day today, I haven't really talked about pi in mathematics. I said it was all about circles and the radius of circles and working out circumferences and stuff like that. I remember that from my maths classes. But does Belinda Carlisle, because she sang about the circle in the sand.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Belinda Carlisle's Circle in the Sand, of honour, in honour even, of it being Pi Day today. Not the pastry option, but the mathematical formula. So yes, we're going to finish with a track that is Pi related, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But before that, as ever, a quick chance to ask Rihanna what she has made of tonight's show.
That was quite a show. Very entertaining. But it's over now.
You're absolutely right, Rihanna. Well, not quite. It's almost over. Just a chance, as ever, to sum it all up. What have we learnt tonight? Well, so many wacky holidays today. Celebrate Scientists Day. Crowdfunding Day. Save a Spider Day. Spiders can be beneficial to your home. It's Pi Day. It's Termite Awareness Week. Yep, genuinely. It's National Kidney Month and National Flower Month. Not the things with petals, but the food stuff you use to make dough. Also, it's Michael Caine's birthday today, as well as it was Albert Einstein's birthday. And we've visited the weird world of news and played the new game, Some Pleat, invented by AI on ChatGPT. We've heard about how to make the best scrambled eggs from a Michelin chef. We've found out about the journalist who researched the nicest tasting pies available from all supermarkets. Pucker pies were victorious. We found out how people have been playing Monopoly wrong after all these years, and the Mexican man who keeps a pet crocodile. We shied away from talking about Lineker and looked at crowdfunded businesses, and found out, according to tonight's intense debate, that the BBC is better than ITV. Despite recent news stories. So don't forget, Rob's up at 8 o'clock with Synth City, so don't go anywhere. But to play us out with Round Round on Pi Day, it's the Sugar Babes.
When you see how I've